This is the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Coming up, Delta County Independent reporter Lisa Young talks about the ongoing controversy surrounding proposed changes to Delta County's land use code. Plus, a temporary ban on certain visas impacts the ski industry's ability to hire foreign workers. First, these headlines. Colorado's Division of Insurance has announced that in 2021, the reinsurance program will save consumers an average of 20% of what premiums would have been without the program. On the Western Slope, the program is expected to save Coloradans nearly 38% on average. Overall, people buying individual health insurance plans next year will see premiums decrease an average of 1.4% compared to 2020 premiums, though the key word there is average, as results may vary. Open enrollment begins November 1st. In the small group market, the overall average change in premiums will be a 3.8% increase over 2020. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser met with Montrose Mayor Barbara Bynum, County Clerk Tressa Gines, Montrose Police Chief Blaine Hall, and others on October 5th. According to an article in the Montrose Press, they discussed threats of voter intimidation and election misinformation, as well as the low instances of voter fraud in Colorado, usually due to family members signing for each other by mistake or someone with two different addresses on file casting two different ballots, which election officials tend to catch. And our partner station, KSUT Public Radio, serving the Four Corners and Southern Ute Reservation, will begin broadcasting from their brand new Eddie Box Jr. Tribal Media Center on Monday morning, October 12th. Couldn't be happier for our colleagues and KSUT listeners. A temporary ban on certain visas this year has impacted the ski industry's ability to hire foreign workers, but a federal judge's recent decision could change that. The Mountain West News Bureau's Bo Baker reports.
The Trump administration barred exchange and seasonal visas back in June, saying the order would help domestic workers in the economic recovery. That order was blocked last week by a district court in California.
The ruling is so fresh and hot off the presses. We're still waiting, like all businesses are, to get some guidance.
David Byrd is with the National Ski Areas Association. He said ski resorts, especially rural ones, depend on foreign workers to fill positions.
They're taking jobs working in hospitality, in tourism, our mountain operations, and they want to work.
Many ski resorts have representation through the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, one of the groups behind the lawsuit. For some ski resorts in our region, these recent developments mean they'll get foreign workers by December 1st. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bo Baker.
The Delta County Planning Commission will meet on October 14th to discuss and potentially certify proposed changes to the county's land use code. To help us understand some of the controversy, we're joined by Lisa Young, reporter with the Delta County Independent, who has been covering the process in the newspaper. As Delta County's plan for updating land use codes has evolved over three publicly available drafts, critics, who are primarily residents of the North Fork area of the county, have been speaking out in public meetings and in more formal letters submitted to county officials. Let's start with the letter the town of Paonia sent the county in early September. The town outlined three areas of concern. Number one is about the county violating previous agreements with local municipalities by changing the decision-making process in some areas surrounding town limits where Paonia supplies water. It seems like this comes down to administrative review by the county instead of the town remaining involved in vetting new uses of land. What is the town asking for to address this concern?
I believe that what they're looking for is to get some communication, you know, with the county. I know that they've met. The town of Paonia, the town of Hotchkiss, I believe the town of Cedar Ridge, just recently had a meeting with Robbie LaValle as well as Elise Castleberry. I don't know the outcome of that yet, but what I can tell you is that the towns were upset when they saw some of the changes with those maps. From the county's perspective, the reason they changed the maps was because they were getting pushback from people who are in those, you know, the UGA areas. I really think it comes down to, Gavin, that they want more opportunities to communicate what they're doing, and it's going to come down to those IGAs, the intergovernmental agreements, as how they negotiate, but they're still open to negotiating how those land areas are being used. So it's still a stickler. I couldn't tell you exactly what the towns are looking for other than they want to make sure that their vested interest in those areas are maintained.
And the town of Paonia's second area of concern is that the ban on all land use for marijuana is not in the best interest of the county. Talk about how these upcoming ballot questions could impact this subject.
I think the issues with the ballots in both Cedar Ridge and Paonia can make a huge difference in the land use code going forward. If either one of those cities or towns passes, whether Cedar Ridge or Paonia passes, then it's going to allow folks to move this issue forward and hopefully allow growers in the North Fork area as well as all of Delta County to be able to grow marijuana commercially. So if they don't pass, I think it kind of sets that conversation back. But it only takes one municipality to pass this ballot issue to start moving that forward.
My guest is DCI reporter Lisa Young. In their letter to Delta County last month, Paonia Town officials also expressed concern about the expansion beyond current interpretations of Colorado's right to farm statute in the proposed land use code. One of your most recent articles on this subject describes a different letter sent to the county by a lawyer on behalf of watchdog group Delta County Citizens Report. What's going on here with the difference between the existing statute, right to farm, and Delta County going further with it?
Well, the existing statute is there, obviously, to protect farmers. When someone moves into the area and, you know, says, I don't like what's going on with this farming operation, tries to sue for nuisance or otherwise, the statute has always been there to protect the farmers in that situation. For whatever reason, and it's never really been brought out, Delta County wants to expand that, which allows the protection and the right to farm to future farmers who could actually come in and bring in some of these larger feeding operations. I think that's really the concern in the valley, is that they are afraid that the expansion is going to allow that to happen much quicker than it would. And there's already a statute. There's already the right to farm statute in the state of Colorado. Many in the North Fork Valley feel that that's adequate. The county does not need to go on and allow it to be something where anyone can move in or begin to use their property in a way that could be detrimental to the neighbor.
Delta County Citizens Report is not the only local advocacy group sharing critiques with the county on these proposed land use changes. Tell us about what else the Planning Commission heard from the public at the meeting on September 23rd.
During that meeting, Natasha Legere from the Citizens for Healthy Community brought out the oil and gas situation. This is an area that has not really been dealt with in the land use code, and so she brought out some of the need for that. And again, even in that meeting with the Planning Commission that I listened to, that was somewhat skirted. So I think there's work to be done on the oil and gas regulations. It'll be interesting to see what happens at the October 14th meeting.
We're going to have to leave it there. The Delta County Planning Commission meets on Wednesday, October 14th at 5:30 p.m. at the county courthouse and on Zoom, with meeting details available at deltacounty.com. Lisa Young, Delta County Independent, thanks for your ongoing coverage and for speaking with KVNF.
Thank you.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.